Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters?
We're still in it. April is upon us.
Oh, yes.
We've reached the third mainstream movie. That's what I'm going to call them when we pick them, like our movies.
Okay.
It's not the other one I picked.
Yeah.
That's like the current one is what I'm saying. There's not a lot of current monkey movies. I didn't have a big pool to pick from. I picked the one that looked the most interesting. Tonight is Josh's movie.
Not the one that's...
Josh, have you seen this movie?
I have not. I was suggested, and I was recommended this by a coworker.
Nice, because you know the rules for April, they're a little different.
Yeah, there are no rules.
You get loose.
There are no rules. We break free from
the
zoo.
Other than it has to be about apes.
We inject ourselves.
That's a pretty harsh rule.
We break free from the labs, inject ourselves with proto-scientific neurochemicals, get real intelligent, and change the world. That's what we do in April. Yeah, Josh, you always bring something a little different to April.
I try, yeah.
You've brought, let's see, Rise of the Warrior Apes, yeah. Very popular episode.
Okay.
I wouldn't say a lot of fun to watch.
No.
A lot of fun to talk about, I'll give it that.
I just bring the documentary movies, right? I think that's my track record.
You didn't
ape documentaries.
Okay, so you didn't
last
bring
year. I
10,
didn't
thousand
have
apes.
One.
Who brought the Shadow of?
I think that was you. It was recommended by previous guest, your cousin
Corey.
Corey, yeah.
I've got a documentary ready for next year too.
Ooh,
for
I
sad
wait.
Monkey movies.
Why wait?
Why wait?
Yeah, it's a sad monkey movie.
Just wait until we hit the Chinese New Year of the monkey.
It's coming up.
The whole year.
The whole year is
the year
of the monkey.
That's horrible. That's worse. That's worse than Sandler, I think.
A whole year of monkey.
We did.
I would rather do a year of Sandler than a year of monkey.
We've done 4 years of Sandler. What are you talking about?
Not all at once. Not for
feels
a year
like it.
And I bet there's enough monkey movies to do it too.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the scary part.
We'd have to dip into those French monkey movies you're talking about.
And some German ones I found recently. Ooh, you should have seen Justin's face.
Foreign expressionist monkey movies. Art house monkey movies.
I don't know if I want to watch your Nazi monkey movies, honestly.
They're fighting the Nazis.
Are the monkeys Nazis? Or
There's no Nazis! These are made in the 1960s in Germany.
That doesn't mean
now the Nazi.
It could be a period piece.
On the poster. I haven't watched them yet. It could be a period piece. But I think Germany was trying to steer clear of that at the time.
Yeah, okay.
For reasons.
These are comedies. I don't know what goes on in them. They just showed up on my list.
How do you know about them?
Well, I Googled about 3 months ago. I was like, give me the top, or IMDb top 100 monkey buddy cop movie. Not cop, obviously, but like
buddy movies.
And that's where we got ours from.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to let you be a wild card, because you always bring something fun.
Okay.
And that's what we're getting to tonight. Could you give us the name again?
It's The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters.
So, fistful of...
Quarters.
Fistful of dollars is
not
like...
Not dollars.
Fistful of dollars
which
is
the
movie.
Clint Eastwood one? Fistful of bullets?
Fistful of dollars.
Fistful of dollars. Okay. Fistful of frags is that indie shooter where you're cowboys and it's a first person, like, Quake Arena 3 kind of thing. Knowing you...
Mm-hmm.
think this is going to be a little sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. I think it's going to be like, it's not, I think it's going to be sad. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that it's intended to be sad. I think we're going to take sad away from this.
Do you think it's about a guy? Okay. We're going to give pitches because that's what we do here on the podcast. Yeah. The people who haven't seen it in this case.
All of us.
Are giving a brief rundown of what we think it's going to be about based solely on the title.
I know a tad bit. I don't know much about me, but I think I know a tad bit more than you two. So
sure.
You
should... Sure.
I don't know anything.
The subtitle gives a bit away.
Yeah.
It's about a vigilante who rides the subways and pays for old ladies to ride it with his quarters, but keeps a fistful of quarters for those street hooligans and punks.
Literal title?
But he's a were-monkey.
A were-monkey. Okay.
Because that's how it slipped into April. Otherwise, it'd just be the Warriors, right?
I guess.
Like, that's the time. That's the time period it's based in, the Warriors' time? You know, this when New York was run?
2007.
Oh, okay, that's when it came
that
out.
Helps.
Could be a period piece.
Yeah. Anything could. That's fair.
Where is it set? That's another question.
Does it matter?
In the...
It actually might be a period piece,
in
honestly.
In the arcades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because arcades didn't exist in 2007.
No, there was a big lull before hipsters and millennials got money and started bringing them back in arcade bars. Before that, they were in the dying corners and recesses of mega malls. Or the movie theater one really makes me sad near us. The one where we go and it's just a blank wall that says arcade above it. And it's two machines and a prize machine. And you're like, oh, the glory days are over there.
Yeah,
take that sign down. But yeah, I remember arcades being at movie theaters still in the early
2000s. Yeah, you'll find them there.
Where you would go to play House of the Dead and stuff. So this, Justin, what do you think this is going to be about?
I think this is going to be a story about people who want to be the best at King Kong, at the Donkey Kong video game.
Okay, not the best at watching King Kong.
No.
Because we would all win that prize. We'd have to split it three ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'd have a shirt that says, I'm the best
at
winning King Kong.
Yeah.
You'd get the, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be about maybe more than two guys or just two guys.
That's the only two that got good enough to be in this competition.
Yeah. Or, I don't know what competition it's going to be. If there's an official competition or...
Oh, a sanctioned...
If it's just these guys have beef over this Donkey Kong.
For 90 minutes.
Yeah. What if it's just two guys shit-talking each other, in a press conference for an hour, and then 20 minutes of Donkey Kong battle, and then credits?
Yeah, how much Donkey Kong gameplay you think we're going to get?
Versus
people talking?
A good 50, 60-40 with the rest of the movie. Okay. A lot of Donkey Kong, I bet. I don't know. Donkey Kong's pretty hard.
Yeah.
The original Donkey Kong? I don't know.
It's not an easy game.
I think we're going to see things we haven't seen before, secret levels and secret characters.
Oh,
even.
Yeah. Their Donkey Kong does have, level-breaking shit.
Like Pac-Man,
so
when
I
you get
it
past
might...
a certain point, there's, invisible walls.
Yeah.
And okay.
We might see, the early days of, that kind of sequence-breaking.
Uh-huh. And, speed running, technically.
Yeah.
I learned something new that might have been just a joke, but you ever get a Tootsie Pop?
The sucker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This old
Not
guy,
recently.
The old guy that I bowled with.
Okay.
Had,
oh, this sounds like an old guy story.
Had Tootsie Pops. And he opened one. He's like, oh, let's see if this is a winner. And he's looking at it.
Oh,
what
the
hell
thing?
Do you mean?
The Native American and the star?
Yeah.
It's a myth. Yeah, unfortunately. Because no one will honor that. No, maybe if you take it to the Tootsie Pop factory, directly.
We'll do it as a publicity stunt.
What if you have a ton of them? There's some 90-year-old dude who's just been stacking wrappers.
Give me my 100,000 Tootsie Pops.
The free ones see the star.
I've seen YouTubers that are I'm going to drink this 50-year-old Pepsi and try to not vomit in my body. A lot of these, soda companies. Stuff will just be hey, thanks, maybe you should drink modern soda.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of free Pepsi or right. So
please don't die.
What is the story, though? The if you get the star wrapper?
If there's a Native American shooting a star, on the wrapper, you get a free Tootsie Pop.
That's always been the legend.
Hmm. I've never heard of this.
I grew up hearing this all over the country.
So he was telling me it yesterday. I was like, is that real? And who honors that?
Yeah. No one. But yes, it's real, but no one honors it. Yeah. They've got some fun flavors these days. Every once in a while, I like to like look up like old candies like that and see how they've modernized. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's weird. Sometimes it didn't work. Especially like the gross out era of candy. Sure. Remember that? Like when we were in high school, elementary?
Yeah. Whenever it was like, that's like whenever you got like gummy worms and shit.
Or eat this candy that makes you like froth at the mouth green. Yeah. Or like looks like slimy brains and you suck it out of a monkey tube.
I never messed with any of that stuff.
You were in a gross out kid?
No, I just like to eat chocolate and
okay.
candy bars, I guess.
Yeah. You weren't into the novelty candies, is what you're saying. No. Okay. No, like, that, like, it was mostly sour candies.
Super sour stuff.
I like the sour
There's a crossover between, like, testing yourself, how sour you can take, and grossing yourself out, I think.
Right.
Is your movie going to test us in the same way?
Probably not as much as Warrior Apes.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be as violent as Warrior Apes.
We don't know how big these two guys get. Maybe they kill each other.
Is it going to make me hungry like Warrior Apes?
Maybe.
For little monkeys?
You might see them eating.
They're just eating little monkeys. That's the tie-in. We ordered these. They say they power you at Donkey Kong better. What's your guys' history with Donkey Kong, real quick?
Not at all.
Really?
I don't even think I played Donkey Kong.
I don't mean this one. I just mean the whole franchise, even.
Loved the N64 game.
Really? Okay. Okay.
I played it on SNES at a friend's house a bit.
Yeah. That's where
Donkey Kong Country.
That's where I feel like
Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
Those also very fond memories playing those with my dad.
Oh yeah, great games too because they look spectacular on the Super Nintendo.
I hear Bonanza's really good, the new one.
Our roommate has it, you should ask him.
I watched a little bit of that Donkey Kong TV show that came out.
Oh, no. Mm. After the Mario movie?
It was really bad.
Or before?
It was way before the Mario movie. The 90s movie. This was like...
Okay.
Early aughts, probably.
I don't remember this.
Oh, it was a thing.
It was a CGI...
Sure.
Donkey Kong.
Everything was a TV show back then. Sonic had like five of them.
Oh, yeah.
Concurrent. I could be in Amazeballs.
I remember the animation being particularly horrible.
Sure.
That's what had the DK rap, right?
No, that was the N64 game.
N64 was the N64
game. I remember getting it for Christmas, and my uncle, who was a computer programmer, being really impressed. They fit an entire like rap song and dance on a cartridge, because that takes up a lot of space.
Mm. I remember playing that game a lot at our local McDonald's.
Oh.
Oh yeah, back like game consoles. Yeah.
That was fun. I played a lot
Pokemon Snap there.
Diddy Kong Racing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good racer on the N64 because every track you could choose a plane, hoverboard, like a hoverboat, or a car, like a go kart, and they all like had different traction and handled differently. You could take different paths. And it was like Mario Kart, where you picked up like weapons and random tools and stuff, but they were all different. And it had a battle mode like Mario Kart. You remember that when like you could sit down and play 4-player games with people in your house?
Mm-hmm. You still can.
Like friends came over.
And... Yeah. Now they only do podcasts together.
Yeah. Well, I'm even saying when we play games, me and Justin, we live together. He's in the other room.
Yeah.
And we're on headsets playing games. Because then we get to power each...
It's convenient.
We get to power with our computer each side of it, and we're not like... I've played Baldur's Gate split screen. Baldur's Gate 3?
Not fun.
Not
as good as Baldur's Gate Online. It taxes the computer a little too hard. Still fun. Still enjoy it, but...
You gotta stay close together.
You just gotta LAN party. That's the optimal way. Just put all your machines in one room, have them cooled, and then put the TVs in another. Getting into video game nerd shit and minutiae is kind of on brand for what you said this was going to be about.
I haven't said my pitch yet.
What do you think it's going to be about?
I think it's going to be what Just said, but I think it's going to focus on one guy. Like, one guy is like...
And he just triumphs.
Trying to be the best at this video game.
And just leaves losers by the wayside, but it's never enough for
him. But I think the sad part is going to be, like, it, like, ruins his life.
How can Donkey Kong ruin your life?
He, like, you know, drops out of school and spends all his money.
Straight up becomes addicted to it?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
He, like, his wife
leaves obsessed. Him.
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, he has a wife?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Like, he was just a businessman before. He got turned by Donkey Kong.
Yeah, real sad.
And now he starts wearing banana print, like, shirts.
Quits his six-figure job.
Grew his hair out. No shoes.
Yeah.
Smacks like the floor all the time. Bananas fall from the ceiling when he does it. Like, he kills Italian plumbers. He hates them and steals their brides now. This influenced him in a way that Republican senators feared it would in the late 20th century.
Case for video games causing violence.
There's that classic meme, and it's like, oh, if video games influenced us at all, we'd all be in a dark room with flashing lights eating multicolored pills. Because somebody play Pac-Man, and they're like, man, did he have his finger on the pulse? trying to defend video games totally predicted, like, rave culture. That's not all bad, though, either. we're going to get to it. We're going to watch 2007's...
The King of Kong at Festival of Quarters.
Here... on Have You Seen.
Ready, go!
I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. I play video games.
It's the constant drive to be the best at something.
When you want your name written into history, you have to pay the price.
The fact of the matter is, Bill is the best classic arcade gamer of our era.
I've probably seen Steve with tears in his eyes more than any other guy I know.
Oh, he's just come up short in a lot of things in his life, and I just think nobody wants to do that all the time.
Donkey Kong, without question, is the hardest game.
That's a tough machine. People think that the machine.
And we're back, having just watched
The King of Kong: Festival of Quarters
from 2006. All right, so it was kind of a mix of everything we all said.
It was silly.
It was sad.
Yeah. You guys had the video game angle. I had a super villain.
I was not expecting the John Wick of video games.
I didn't know there would be a warlock in this movie.
The way he snubbed him, man.
The way Billy acted in this movie was outrageous. What a man boy. They are men who play competitive Donkey Kong for a living. Not a living. Neither
of them do it for a living.
You can't do that for a living.
How many own a hot sauce empire?
Billy's parents owned a hot sauce empire is the way I feel about this. Because every time we see Billy's parents, they're at work. Mm-hmm. They're not at a comfy old person's home, like, with doilies and a plastic-covered couch. They're in, like, an industrial...
They're at the back of the hot sauce factory.
Exactly. That's where I keep my parents.
They're the secrets of the hot sauce recipe.
So,
out of all the factories to work, it's gotta kind of suck to work at the hot sauce factory.
You have to wear, like, a respirator, I bet. Like, the air there might be poison. In certain areas. That's a level 5. Don't go in there without a glass of milk. You could die. The amount of times people looked at the camera and said, "And you could die," in this movie was outrageous.
Protect this tape with your life.
Not even that. Not real world, of course.
No.
But one false move on a ladder, man. The springs will take your fucking head off.
There was a lot of serious video game lines in this.
There were a lot of people serious about video games.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a period piece. We get a little bit of throwback to the 80s when video games were kind of at their cultural height. Except for now, of course, with, like, esports.
Right. We're back.
But this is when they would, like, drag cabinets out into the street and be like, these are the two biggest players of Donkey Kong in the world. And this set a rivalry that continues to this day between Billy and this other guy.
Steve.
The main guy in the movie, yeah. Steve, sorry, Billy's more memorable with his, like, his John Wick as, like, meets USA.
Yeah. He's like if John Wick were a youth pastor.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. He dresses like this, but owns a hot sauce empire. He's like Weird Al's evil, serious cousin.
Who's serious Nick.
Yeah. Dire Billy. Yeah. Oh, no, what's with that guy? He's a little too serious.
Well, you compare the two, right? You know, Billy's like just a wife and owns a hot sauce empire.
Just a wife.
Just a wife.
Just a wife. Yeah. Billy brings her in later, like a trophy.
He does.
And I love
That happens to her a lot.
I love when they're interviewing her and they're like, did you know your husband plays video games? And she's like, what are video games? I've never seen him play those. You're like, Billy, what kind of triple-double life are you leading here? Yeah, Billy has just a wife.
Yep. Compared to Steve's wife and kids.
He's got wife and kids.
Yeah,
and he goes to events.
A Donkey Kong machine in the garage. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Oh, I'm sure Billy's got that too. A suspect machine.
A suspect machine. Because this other guy, who's like definitely on roids, with his like beady little eyes and his muscles growing on the top of his head. Yeah, he sent him the board because he's like, oh, I want you to kick Billy's ass. Mm-hmm. That makes me on Mr. Awesome's side. This is like The Watchmen, where there's no good superheroes to pick from.
Yeah. I felt like, I said this when we were watching it felt like it was like in an alternate dimension where everybody really cares about video games.
No, it's this,
like, there's
this
no
dimension.
NFL, there's no, it's just video games, and it's like...
No NFL, no money for baseball. Like, yeah.
We had a lot of really intense, like, phone calls in this movie. He's breaking the record. Drop the tape.
People are on call with Billy 24 hours a day. He's walking around his hot sauce factory talking to fucking people about his high score from 20 years ago.
Do you think he's paying these people to keep him informed?
No, he doesn't pay anybody. He doesn't have to. This is a manipulative genius. Even his parents are like, we're afraid to go home. That's why we stay here at the factory. We've gained a tolerance to it.
I believe his own mom called him conniving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His mother.
Right before he does, like, the douchebaggiest thing ever.
He said he'd hook us up with a sweet job. We thought we'd be, like, Walmart security people, but for his factory... He put us on hard manual labor. We've been here 17 years. He's never paid us. Yeah, his parents are just always shown in this factory for some reason. I think they own it for sure.
Yeah.
Billy did not come up with the idea for a hot sauce factory. And even if he did, how would he get that off the ground with his Donkey Kong winnings?
Maybe...
Oh, is it a banana-based hot sauce?
It does not appear to be, but...
No, it's monkey-based.
Whoa! Throw those barrels at me, will ya? Into the monkey grinder. You ever get that attachment for the KitchenAid, the monkey grinder?
He's got a Donkey Kong arcade cabinet built around a grinder.
Oh, every time I win, you lose. Oh, man. This guy, he could be a supervillain in one of our horror movies.
He is excellent at snubbing people.
He's arch, too. Yeah. Like, Midwest.
It's like an art form. Like,
yeah.
He's been sitting on this tape for months. He's like, the guy won, drop the tape.
Yeah.
So this other guy travels on by plane across the country.
Abandons his family for the weekend.
Play Donkey Kong in front of a room full of fucking nerds to prove he didn't cheat on his garage machine.
Because they're saying that he did. They're like,
saying it was a faulty board,
possibly. It's a faulty board, so it's not going to count.
They're not saying he cheated. They're just saying there's a possibility it could have been tampered.
Either way, it's not counting.
Yeah. He's like, all right, I'll spend one more of my kid's college fund to come. Daddy, please get off Donkey Kong!
I can't... Oh, man.
Stop playing.
He's recording himself playing Donkey Kong.
And there's a kid crying in the background.
Do you remember how this starts,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, wipe my butt.
It's way better. Yeah, it's wipe Dad, my wipe my butt.
Yeah.
He's like, I am submitting a high score tape here, son. Audio and all? Yes. Then wipe my butt.
Stop playing Donkey Kong.
It's, yeah, his true inner pain is coming out.
I wonder if that was in the trailer for this movie.
Uh-huh.
Like, echoed cries of stop playing.
And some sad melodramatic song playing behind it.
I almost lost it then, when that happened.
And that's when I realized we were really in for a treat. Because at first, I don't know, it's a bunch of nerds playing Donkey Kong. You don't know how interesting it's going to get.
Sure.
But then it cuts to that arcade, and that guy storms out and puts, like, a power strip in the car and slams the trunk and, like, drives away all fast. And I'm like, oh.
Because it's, like, the arcade that people come to set world records.
Yeah.
Like you come to this specific arcade.
Well, it has over 160 classic machines. We looked it up. They're still in operation today.
Yeah, it's still around.
Fun Our
spot,
main character,
right?
Fun spot, shows up there, kicks the hell out of Donkey Kong, live, and gets the kill screen. This fucking worm tongue is walking around just like, can I watch you from behind? Just like, oh, I'm also an aspiring Donkey Kong player.
I thought I would be the first to get the kill screen here.
He calls Billy and is like,
he borrows someone's phone to call Billy.
Master, he's arrived.
He's at 600,000 with only one life lost.
Billy's on his Midwest Wizards couch, wearing an American flag tie at home, mind you. Still tucked into his pants.
Being recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Both ends of this call are recorded.
Yep. And he's just seething. He's like, call me back when he reaches 800,000. Master, it took me a while to find another Palantiri, but I finally found one. You can just call it a cell phone. No, Master.
And meanwhile, he's got like this whole contingency plan, like you said, where it's he already...
Release the tape.
He already has a tape of him scoring over a million points.
It glitches. It's an edit of master tape. Totally unverifiable.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, in my opinion. But he's like, all right, if he beats my score tonight, drop the tape. Worm Kong, drop the tape.
There was that conversation with that one random guy. It's like, you know, me and so I was going to go to watch the thing too. I couldn't, so I sent my friend.
Yeah. He lives 10 minutes away. This other guy flew across the country. Whooped his ass at Donkey Kong.
The tape gets dropped because the guy, Billy, lives like 10 minutes away from his place.
Uh-huh.
He drops the tape.
He does that thing. He should have sent a guy with like a briefcase and had it handcuffed to the guy. That's what I would have done for dramatic effect if I was Billy.
Yeah.
He just sends it in a postal box and it's taped up. And he's like, I will kill you if you mess this tape up or lose it.
And the guy that just won has to watch this tape.
He can't. Everyone else
watches it.
He can't watch it.
They don't want him to watch it. They keep it.
He asks
if he can watch it at one point, and the guy's like, no, I can't show you the tape.
Yeah, can I see the score? And he's like, no.
You can't.
Yeah, you might pick up his tricks. His Donkey Kong tricks.
I think the speedrunning community is a lot more open now.
This was dirty.
Yeah, this felt like he was getting done.
To drop the tape the night he beat the score, and everyone is, like, there and watching it. And at first, the party seems to be at the cabin, but the guy is still there playing Donkey Kong at the Fun Stop. They're like, all right, we'll leave it open for you. But then after the tape drops, they come back to watch it at Fun Spot.
Yeah.
The cabin, by the way. Not going to this cabin.
You don't want to go to that cabin?
I'm not going to this cabin.
They got Domino's Pizza.
And what game?
Ladybug.
The biggest, burliest, like, Harley dude you've seen in your life is playing Ladybug, getting the high score. He's like, Billy's sitting there on the couch with Worm Tongue.
Yeah.
Worm Kong. And he's like, let me talk to Rick. And he's like, I can't. Rick is playing Mrs. Ladybug. And it cuts to Rick, and he's like,
got a score going.
Yeah. We got a ladybug at the cabin. And he's like, well, let me talk to Tony. And he's like, oh, Tony's got a mouthful of Dominoes. And he's like, maybe I shouldn't have stayed home tonight. Like petting a small dragon on the side. Wormtongue is like, yes, master, we'll release the tape, but I'm taking them back to Fun Spot, so it's on hallowed ground. And this is so they can immediately enter it into the online archives, which I feel is bullshit. This tape cuts, it's edited, it's got weird scan lines that block it.
I didn't get why his tape was okay and the other guy's wasn't.
Because it's Billy, and Billy's fucking perfect. They say it at one point. Yeah. This nerd is like, I would suck his cock so hard if he let me. Like, Billy is perfect. And Billy's like, no, look at my wife.
They did say he probably had the master tape and he was going to submit that.
Which
wouldn't have the scan lines.
Yeah,
sure.
I really wish he would have, but also do it live. If you made this other guy do it live, make Billy do it
live. I don't get why they didn't just play head to head.
That would have been amazing. But Billy is shy.
Billy doesn't play in person.
Billy doesn't play in person?
Yeah, I guess.
Billy can't play in front of his wife either. She'll get the ick for him. Which classic video...
Maybe that's what's going on.
Like,
he's like, I can't
let me show you these nerds, babe.
I can't let her see me play video games because she'll leave me.
There's certain people I don't want to spend a whole lot of time around tonight.
I thought Steve's wife might leave him at some
point. I think Steve's wife probably did leave him.
She might have.
They're still married.
Oh, poor Steve's wife. Wow. She's a trooper.
Some people are.
Which classic video game character did Billy turn into his hot wife?
Because like Josh Gad.
Yeah, we watched Pixels, and Q-Bert turns into a hot babe, and Josh Gad hooks up with her.
Yeah.
Which classic video game character is Billy's wife? It might be Donkey Kong. He after you get 1,000,000 points, Donkey Kong crawls out of the screen
and then turns into like a hot the ring.
You haven't seen that. I'm not referencing anything you know
Sonic
about.
Sonic crawls out of the screen
and stands up and just like morphs into this hot woman and is like, Billy, I'm yours now.
Is that why everyone wants the high score?
Yeah. Well, the reason. First one to get it, like the million.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This guy beats it and Billy's wife like pixelates it. I have to go now, yeah. Billy. He owns me. Oh my god, I don't get it. He's a spicy man.
Billy.
Hot he's sauce he's, sauce. He's a warlock. A hot sauce video game warlock.
I like how we find out that all of these people have like fairly respectable jobs too.
I know.
Like that one guy's a lawyer. Yeah. You know, this guy's a math teacher.
I don't know about awesome.
Mr. Awesome.
Mr. Awesome.
I don't think he's doing anything.
That poster they showed where he's hanging dong. He's like, I just wanted to get my 10 minutes of fame. I don't want to be a celebrity or anything.
Should we talk about Missile Command? No.
But I beat Missile Command and I created a celebrity that's kind of cool. And I hung dong and there were hot ladies. And I want my 10 minutes in the spotlight. And I don't know why I didn't get that, man. That really sad interview with him.
I don't think that's right.
He still shows up in, like, dad shorts with a Mr. Awesome t-shirt on. Oh, this was amazing. This was like if the Watchmen got together in a retirement home, like, 20 years after the fact. It's like a coming together of all these great personalities that are just so distinct. Like, these are real people. I can't believe this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're still real people.
They're still real people. So he beats the high score in person. They drop the tape. This crushes him. He's crying in the middle of the arcade.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything sadder than a grown man cry while arcade machines blink and bloop behind him. I lost too many quarters, honey. I gotta head home. That's okay. We'll just eat, like, mac and cheese for a month.
He gets another chance, though. There's a tournament.
Guinness contacts another character I want to talk about, the ref.
The ref.
The best character in the movie, perhaps?
And also the one character I would probably hang out with.
he apologized to Steve at the end, which I felt was kind of owed.
Oh, yeah. You screw a guy that hard in your arcade, you know I'm an apology. We haven't done Boys Don't Cry yet. But, no, that's not Boys Don't Cry. I'm owed it. But, it's, he apologized at the end. But this guy's been in so many movies as himself. You said, like...
Yeah, there's a lot... There are video game documentaries that he is in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was self-inserted himself as, like, the scorekeeper.
Yeah, he's, like, the lead... It was the leader of Twin Galaxies website. And possibly Arcade. Unclear.
It showed the hierarchy at one point of Twin Suns. Not Twin Suns. Twin Galaxies.
He was, like, second.
Yeah. The guy who retired right after the scandal... He was another referee for
it. Yeah, he was the head referee. Okay. I think he was the one that was, like, actually, like, appointed to go through all this footage and, like, be... This guy's job sounds awful, by the way.
This reminded me of the guy's house you made us watch, the comedian who moved to China and then realized they don't speak English
there. Right.
This guy's house reminded me of his house, where... He has boxes of videotapes. And he's like, well, this one's my current project. It's 48 hours of tapes I have to watch to make sure nobody cheated. That's
not getting paid for any of this.
No.
He's just a passion project.
Yep. How do you even know at that point if somebody's cheating on a screen recording? That is amazing. Like
he knew he had some jargon.
Like, he did. He sure did.
He had some stuff that he said that he looks for.
Yeah. 48 hours. Mm-hmm. He's like a crime scene investigator of Pac-Man.
Whew. That was a jump edit. The score changed.
He has to know all the games, too, right? It wasn't just Duck. Mm-hmm. It was like
to be fair, there's like 5 games in this world. Sure. They're like the top 5 video games ever. And
they
it's like.
Stopped in.
80. 1980.
Nobody plays other games competitively.
I have the highest score in Final Fantasy VII. people still play competitively on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There are much better documentaries about speedrunning nowadays.
The point where we saw the referee the most, he looked like he was in some sort of like video game basement. Is that his place?
Maybe.
I think that's the business that we see the outside of.
Okay.
I think this is like, office.
Twin Galaxies? Or,
yeah.
He retires to become a musician later in this
author.
Movie. Because we get sort of like an Animal House-esque recap. You think his book is like young adult fantasy? Horror?
I don't think it's about video games.
Did he write Twilight under like a pseudonym?
I think it's about video games.
Let's see if I can find the book.
He wrote Pretty Player One. No, I'm just like, he probably wrote documentary books about being a ref in video game worlds. He's like, I love video games, but you know what? I hate playing them.
He was way ahead of the curve. Now people just watch people play video games.
To me, the true pleasure was judging the people doing the work.
Exactly.
Rate and review, subscribe, email us, all that stuff. So, they get another chance. Guinness contacts this head ref from Twin Galaxies, and they're like, we're putting together the... Because everybody fucking cares about video games still in this world. We're putting together the top scores ever on these 5 classic games. We're going to be at a hotel. We're going to bring in official cabinets. Come by and play. And Billy might be there, right? We'll put both your names on the cabinet.
The amount of times people ask if Billy is around in this movie is crazy.
If you go back and watch, he's just hiding like in a bush or behind. He's like Michael Myers.
He drops one of the guys off and just leaves.
He truly does.
He's infected these people's minds.
Truly, yes.
He's the best. Perfect.
He's perfect. Billy can do no wrong. Have you seen Billy's house and Billy's car and Billy's wife and Billy's hot sauce? If you piss Billy off, he traps you at the hot sauce factory like he did his parents. Watch out. our main guy goes and brings his family this time. Mm-hmm. His wife is like, no, you are not leaving for another week. I want to see what it is that you do that's so important. And you know what it is he does? This. And for those of you who can't, you see, yeah. Obviously, I'm just sitting there almost motionless except for my wrists playing Donkey Kong.
Yeah, pressing a button.
Staring vapidly at the screen for 2.5 hours at a time.
His family doesn't stay, though. They just go do vacation stuff.
Yeah, yeah, thank God.
The one of the people at the arcade talked about how he wears like an 80s hand glove. Fingerless gloves.
So he's like, this is normally for working calluses. Out.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get calluses for the spin ball.
He can play Marble Madness all day.
Usually they don't make him this small, but I got a kid's size.
And they showed him playing with his feet at one point.
Oh! What the hell was that?
Yeah, maybe that was a stunt.
Get out! If that's your official way of playing Marble Madness, you're not invited to my tournament.
The guy I told you about... with the Tootsie Roll paper.
Yeah, oh, from bowling.
Yeah, from bowling. He every once in a while, bowl backwards.
Okay.
Like, where he doesn't face the pins and he throws the ball backwards.
Does he get a strike?
No, but he uses it to pick up the 5-pin and he gets it most times.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. As long as it's a tool in his arsenal and he's not just, like, being a jackass. There's some bowling in this. Billy goes bowling.
Billy, let's go bowling.
How's Billy at bowling?
Not very good.
Because it cuts away before Billy's ball hits the pins.
And you could already tell that it was going to hit, like, maybe 2.
Yeah. But after it hits those 2, he raises his hand like Doctor Strange, and the other 10 melt. Or the other 8 or whatever. Be gone! Does he go bowling with his wife? Is that okay enough for him to do?
I didn't see her there.
I don't think so.
It's not a video game, though.
It's still a game. I can't have her see me as a child. His perfectly manicured beard.
Yeah.
She might be a beard also.
He looks the part.
Do you know that term?
I don't, offhand.
It's when a gay man has a wife to cover.
Oh, okay. I see.
I'm just... I'm just thinking of a certain uncle I had. This perfectly manicured beard, these ties, this constant suit, the family bit. I don't know, man. The secret closeted video games?
Yeah.
Because where's he recording it at?
Right? If she's never seen him play.
She's never seen him competitively.
Competitive. Oh, they asked her. They didn't ask her if she's ever watched him play. She asked him if he'd ever seen. They asked. Have you ever seen him compete against somebody?
But also, she seemed very unfamiliar with the video games.
Sure. I'm sure she doesn't give a crap at all.
Do you think he has his own, like, action... He seems like he has a room dedicated to it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a couple of rooms.
But yeah, we don't see his house, do we?
Oh, he wouldn't... He was like, if...
It's on the couch.
If that son of a bitch sees where I play, he'll have an advantage.
Right.
I know he plays in the garage. So I play in the attic. It's an altitude thing. It's about... Yeah. It's like a hyperbolic chamber for Donkey Kong. I'm like Goku. I come out of that thing. Yeah, other games. Do you think they play other games?
Not this competitively.
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
What do you think his son is always playing on the
Game Boy?
The SP. Yeah, the Advanced.
I don't know. Donkey Kong.
Well, yeah.
It's the only game in their household.
Yeah.
It's the only game they allow.
Donkey Kong family?
Like any iteration of Donkey Kong, though?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
As long as it's Donkey
as long
Kong?
As it's going to be Donkey Kong.
All right.
Donkey Kong Country allowed.
Yeah. Diddy Kong Racing?
Diddy Kong Racing.
Like a spinoff of Donkey Kong?
Smash Brothers not allowed. Not a Donkey
Kong.
But he's a character you can play.
I think it's allowed.
It doesn't have Donkey Kong in the title. I don't know.
Neither does Diddy Kong Racing.
But it's a Kong.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
It's grandfathered in.
So he doesn't win the tournament.
Now, Mario Party I could see not allowing. Because he's like a space that you can land on, not a character you can play.
You can't always play Donkey Kong in those? You can't ever play Donkey Kong in those games?
No, just like you can't play Bowser.
Mario Kart?
Yeah, he's in Mario Kart.
Yeah,
I know, but is it allowed?
I'm not part of his family.
I'm saying put yourself in his shoes.
I
would allow it.
I would be strict and be like, it's got to say Donkey or Kong. in the title.
He is to the point where he is drawing the final bounces of the fireball on the screen in wax pen so he can, like, map out the trajectory of when he needs to go forward and backing up the ladder to beat the high score. Like, he's plotting it out like a goddamn mathematician.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's solving how to get to the moon.
He also plays drums.
He plays the hell out of drums.
And the piano.
He plays the piano. He plays the hell out of drums. Because this is an April drum kit.
It is.
When it panned down and there were monkeys all over this drum kit, I was like, Josh needs one of these in his room.
I don't.
I'll hire a monkey to play him to wake you up during April. He plays the shit out of the... He plays the soundtrack to Birdman on his kid's drum set. And I'm like, that's where your money should be. Go and get an actual drum set and then join a local band.
Yeah.
Your wife will be turned on.
Yeah.
Your kids will be like, hey, cool, dad's a rock star. And you'll get in shape. You'll be playing the drums. Like, ah.
His daughter in the car to the event.
Oh, okay. Biggest moment of the movie, in my opinion. She looks up at him. Dead-eyed. What'd she say, Josh?
You know people ruin their lives to get in that book?
They're talking about the Guinness Book of World Records.
And the dad just kind of laughs it off.
Yeah. I don't know, that's the second, I think the second best moment in the movie for me. First is the kid crying, stop playing Donkey Kong.
Stop playing Donkey Kong, Dad.
I like what Billy does at the tournament.
So we're at the tournament, and he has 4 days to play these 2.5 hour block games, because that's how long it takes to 100% Donkey Kong to the kill screen. He doesn't get it.
Nope.
It's tearing him up. The only time he spends with his family is when that room is closed to be cleaned. Because you gotta clean it. It stinks.
Yeah.
It stinks.
It's like at the local card shop I go to where they periodically have someone walk by with air freshener and just
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I want him to hand out pamphlets that just say, please shower.
You can't send in a tape of you showering. You can't verify that.
I can.
Plus, there's just a
nothing
lot
of, skipping over here.
There's just lots of people. It gets smelly.
I know. But good God. Oof.
At least they do that.
Sure. At least they do that. It's like, it's not just nerds. It's like at yoga studios. Everybody's like twisting and bending and farting, and so they have to light incense.
Sure.
And they're like, it's part of the experience. the only time he's at the beach and like hanging out with his family is when the room's getting cleaned. He doesn't win, but Billy shows up one night. Billy and his wife's titties show up on display, and he is parading her around.
Just walks by
and he's like, hey, Billy.
Some people I don't want to spend a lot of time around.
Okay. Oh, that's not a thing to say, but okay.
And then, they interview Billy and one of the lackeys.
And they're like a Chili's.
Yeah. And the lackey is like, you know, what was the guy's name? Weebs. First name.
Oh,
Steve.
Steve Weeb.
The competitor. Steve. Yeah, Steve and the lack. It's like, yeah, he's a really good guy. He's really good at Donkey Kong.
You could tell he's good in and off the digital court.
Tried a lot of time. And then they go to Bill. Like, what do you think about him, Bill? It's like, I don't have enough information to comment. He doesn't even look at the camera.
He is fuming during this interview. They're like, hey, your competitor was there. He did really good.
He was. He's like, he seems like a real stand-up guy and honest and like...
Yeah. He's not even like, yeah, he did really well tonight. He beat the crap out of my friend Billy over here. They're just like, yeah, he seems like a really nice guy. I'm glad to have him in the community. Billy's like, that motherfucker. Killing the steel.
He's not even a threat to Billy either.
No!
Like, this is not for the camera. Billy is just that much of a dick.
Yeah. Maybe. And even if he was a threat to his high score, both of them being in the same league raises the attention of that particular game. You know who didn't get a lot of attention is Grandma Cubert.
Yeah, because no one cared that she was beating her own high score.
Nope. She dressed all in purple, looked real cute. I wondered if her and Billy were a thing for a moment.
I thought you thought Billy had a beard.
He might have a gray one, too. It is hard to get a read on Billy the Warlock.
He's got shades on the whole time, too, right?
He's like poker shades, yeah. Like, because the eyes are the window of the soul, and he might get some tips and tricks if he looks into my eyes.
I think he's like a demon, and he just, like, sucks people's souls out.
Don't send me back there. I'm really good at Donkey Kong. Yeah, nobody pays attention to Q-Bert, because she's just defending her own high score, I think. She's had it the whole time. Like, Q-Bert's been around. She's the only one that plays it. Her and Josh Gad.
Josh Gad fucks Q-Bert.
Josh.
Yeah?
Would you recommend this movie?
I'm gonna say no, because there's a lot of other documentaries out there, and one of them might be better.
So Twilight, yes, this, no. I just always have to bring that up.
Yeah, I think Twilight is better than The King of Kong Fist of Quarters. I don't think that's a fair comparison, because they're very different movies. I think that most of the documentaries we've watched are better than this.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll argue that I really enjoyed this one because
there's
such a range of emotion from like sad to comedy. It felt like watching A Mighty Wind or Best in Show, like one of those mockumentaries. Like everyone was such an extreme character, it didn't feel real.
It was though.
Yeah.
I can't believe these people exist in our day-to-day lives and are like science teachers and hot sauce.
Billy walks among procurers. Us. He might have walked behind you playing an arcade at some point.
He might have. Yeah.
I think you would have felt his energy.
Yeah. And like
your eyes. Say he has energy.
Mm-hmm.
He walks in the room and it's like electricity. The nerds, they get hard.
I don't think they said that.
At one point, one guy's like, yeah, I just wanted to become a professional video game player because of the babes. And they kept going back to this and being like, there's a lot of really hot babes here in this tournament.
There was one dude and specifically who was like, all the really cute girls who were like, oh, hey, aren't you the guy who's really good at Centipede?
Yeah, you know them.
I think it's kind of a pro gamer move, right? To like win the tournament in like the 8th, and then just fade into the darkness, submitting tapes every 5 years that still the best.
You have to let the president know in case aliens attack.
He's like a cryptid. No one's seen him, but tapes keep showing up on our doorstep.
This one's labeled Mothman Beats Mario 3. Bigfoot is really good at DDR.
Okay. You wouldn't think
he would. Because he didn't hit every button at once.
Yeah, just bam, bam, bam. Justin, would you recommend this?
Almost. But nah.
It doesn't get your high score?
No. Definitely not the high score.
Yeah.
I will agree that it was like kind of fun to watch, but barely.
Yeah.
Parts of it were kind of boring, and I was just like,
way too many characters, as you often say.
There's a lot of characters.
Yeah,
they were all pretty recognizable.
Well, yeah, because they're just like
being a bunch of nerds,
barely human ogre people. I'm just kidding.
Okay, Billy.
They're just hunched over these machines. Like, my God, the way Wormtongue, though, what I call, how close he is.
Yeah, the only person that got closer was the ref.
The ref is a... Yeah.
They're all close talkers. Makes me uncomfortable.
He gets one kiss on the cheek per game. That's a ref's referendum. He's that close. He's like, in his ear, just like, you're gonna do it, man. I'm pulling for you.
You flew out here from your home state to try. God, that must have felt awful. I'm sorry. I'm glad he got a apologize, but like that must have felt like shit. Like spending like all your children's savings for college to fly halfway across the country.
And the guy doesn't even play against you.
Yeah.
He just sends in that fucking tape. Yeah. I like how they had to turn this old CRT on its side to play the tape because it's vertical video. Right. This thing predicted the future. Oh. Yeah.
What about you, Austin? Would you recommend this movie?
The King of Kong, the Fistful Quarters.
But no, I've seen better documentaries have more heart. This one was really...
Rise of the Warrior Apes had a lot of heart.
This one was really good. Mm-hmm. But it, I don't know. I don't care, really.
At the end of the day, I don't care.
At the end of the day, they're not doing anything.
I don't like Donkey Kong, so fuck it.
Well, also, I don't care about some nerds playing Donkey Kong in their garage. Like, if they're building something or making, I don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't enrich your life knowing that...
It doesn't even enrich their life.
It makes their life worse.
It's a fucking addiction. Like, that's clear throughout the movie.
They call it that.
That one nerd who's standing there with, like, the black hair, you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like got the bowl cut in front and the mullet in the back, and he's just like, you know, I don't drink or do drugs or drive or talk to people.
I just play
or
games.
Eat good food, or I just wanted him to keep or dance or travel, and then it just cuts away from him. One I can recommend if you like this one, which I did like this, I just can't recommend it. It wasn't that good. Special When Lit.
Oh.
What is that?
It's about grown men who collect pinball machines.
Oh, okay.
And it's very similar to this because it tears families apart.
Oh.
Because pinball machines, 2 to 3 times the size of an arcade cabinet, and they're collecting them. So they're either filling their houses or buying other property to fill with pinball machines.
Right.
And it's not about high scores. It's not even about playing them.
It's just the collecting?
It's the collecting.
Do they play them at all?
They play them.
Okay.
And they keep them on at almost all hours a day. Like, it is ruining their lives. And special refers to the men the pinball machines when lit. That's a fun one.
Check that out.
Tonight's was a little lighter than some of yours, but there were some devastating moments for sure. Nobody got eaten by a monkey, thankfully. No.
Except for maybe Princess Peach. I don't know what happened.
Or Mario. Yeah. It could have been like a threesome situation. We'll have to watch Mario 2 to find out who sleeps with who. Right, Josh?
Right.
Well, I'll get right on bring that to the podcast.
If you want to do Mario 2 on the podcast.
I do.
It has to fall to you.
I'll do it.
Because I'm not watching it twice.
I don't mind watching it twice.
You'll see.
It should be long enough. I mean, I don't mind watching it twice, but I don't know that yet.
Did this movie have a tagline?
It did. By Mr. Awesome, actually.
Oh, wow. He gets one more credit.
The tag is, don't get chumpetized.
I don't know if I like that.
He said chumpetized.
He said that.
Yeah. One guy, the lawyer, is like, you know, I like that ref. He's really tough on crime. And you need some guys who are really tough and buy the book and, like, put their foot on the neck of the criminals, like Bush. And I'm like, wait, what? And then there's the other guy, Billy, and they're like, what's your handle? And we all pause the tape. What's your 3-letter handle?
Because he says, look at me.
What do you think it is? Look at me. And we paused it, and we're like, I said 007.
I said ape.
I said dick.
Yeah, D-I-C. Because how the fuck are we supposed to know? And then it pans down, and he's like, look at my tie.
It's USA.
And it's where it's the Statue of Liberty. He was wearing the flag. And why? Why is he doing it?
He wants to put Americans above other game playing nations.
Yeah, he says I've got Latin American friends, I've got Canadian friends.
Yeah, he's competitors, yeah. Maybe.
And he's like, I got to make sure America stays on top.
Yep. So he goes by USA when he wins a game.
Those are my grandma's initials.
Aw. She should have beat him at Donkey Kong.
I'm sure a lot of people have beaten him at Donkey Kong.
Now that it's widely accessible with, like, emulator
states. And everyone knows all the tricks. And
yeah. Oh, sure.
Can just sit there and grind out games.
The other day I watched one of those videos, like, the top 25 secrets you didn't know about this game, which I'll put on from time to time as a time waster. And this was Super Mario from the NES, Super NES.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, this will be cool. That game has tons of secrets. And this one was like, how to get the silver and gold Yoshi. And I was like, oh, what? I know there's like a blue and a yellow and whatever. And they were all just like kind of bullshit glitchy states. They weren't really like things you can unlock in the game.
Right, they weren't planned.
It was like, you have to go here, get this exact coin, jump off of Yoshi, and as he dies, hit the POW block. And then when you re-enter the stage, you'll have a colorless Yoshi. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm not gonna go perform heart surgery in a fucking video game to get a different colored sprite of Yoshi.
That's why you're not Billy. Yeah.
I'm not Billy.
That's why you're not Billy.
I thought it was just like, you know, getting things in games that you're meant to get. Like, like a silver Yoshi that has a power other than the other Yoshis. I'm not into breaking games to do things.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll do unlockables and stuff, but my goodness. These guys are, like, down to the frames. These are, like, fighting game enthusiast people.
There's some videos that are, like, near close to perfect. Like, people recorded speedrun times that are, like, effective. He can't be topped.
Well, there's the famous Mario one. Are you aware of this one, Justin? Mm-hmm. There was a speedrunner playing Mario, and he's in one of the aquatic levels. He jumps and immediately goes through the ceiling. It's a speedrun trick nobody's ever seen. So they put out, like, a thing, can anybody emulate this? Can anybody figure out why it happened? He beat the speedrun. No one could do it. On emulators, on hardware. They realized it was a celestial neutrino particle, which rained down on us from space.
Oh, this I haven't heard of.
Had hit his NES, like, N64 chip at the right moment. Like, one in trillions of billions of odds.
Okay.
And it changed the calculation to put him higher up. And that's how he beat the speedrun. Like, that's the kind of thing we're dealing with nowadays in speedruns. Is like, crazy millisecond, like, science inside the games. Which, they're still kind of fun to watch. Every once in a while I'll watch Doom speedruns, because people are still doing those. Okay. Like, the original Doom.
Sure.
Have you ever played any of those games that are modeled after speedruns?
Oh, like ones that are built for speedrunning?
Like, I do some first-person shooter ones, but they're not shooters. They're just, like, try and get through this, like, parkour obstacle. Sure. But it's, like,
yeah. Maybe a couple of them on and off, but, yeah.
Aim assist bot trainer. I know you did that for a while.
I did that. I tried it.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's, like, that's more, like, metagaming, trying to get better at other forms of gaming. That's kind of...
I wasn't using it while I was playing other games. It was literally just training.
You weren't trying to get better at a specific game?
No, they had it set to specific game controls, so you could be like, what game do you want to try to get better at? And it would be like Apex Legends or whatever.
Is that what you were using it for? Mm-hmm. Apex? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
I was trying to get better at aiming.
Yeah.
Which is why it's for. It's Aim Labs.
Yeah. That's fun.
It's not like a thing that I downloaded to make me better at aiming in the game.
No, that's not what I mean at all. That's like the games we were playing to get better at speedrunning. It's like... It's weird. It's a weird niche that's not even really a game. It's like game trainers.
Yeah.
But when you say that, it kind of has a different connotation, because back in the day, you could get download game trainers that would just take your character and like level them up for you. I'm talking about like a video game gym. Like, yeah. You go to get better.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to check out any of our other episodes, check out Amazeballs. We're currently in our sitcom list. We're in the heart of it. We have like 2 or 3 left to release. They're a lot of fun. Check that out. We have just released Twilight New Moon and hope to get back to Fork really soon. That was a lot of fun. And we've got one left here in April.
One
more monkey movie.
Thank Kong.
Thank Kong.
We're almost off the island. I can see the boat.
We still have to choose our sacrifice, though.
Yeah, our blonde beauty. I'm excited about this one. It's called Primate. It's from last year or this year. And I looked up monkey movies from within the last couple of years, and this one stood out. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Okay.
Until next week, like I said, check us out at Amazeballs. Check us out at What About Wrestling. And check us out at fapcheck@gmail.com. Write to us, please. Reviews, questions, concerns, comments, hate mail. Josh will read it all on air, and you will listen to it.
That's a big negative, buddy. No.
fapcheck@gmail.com. I had to learn to spell to do that part, yeah. And that's hard for me. So please, utilize this. Write to us. Have Josh read your letters on air. Talk about some movies that we've done. Talk about some movies you want us to do.
Yeah, or movies you never want us to do.
Yeah, let's get a veto list going of, like, movies people are like, if you do this movie, I will stop listening to the podcast. Yeah.
And we'll do those.
We'll do it on Patreon, yeah. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen...